Think fast. You're behind cover and an active shooter is right in front, fleeing civilians all around. You notice a figure dashing next to you. Do you A, try to identify if it's a fleeing civilian, or B, panic and shoot? If you chose B, congratulations, you might be a female police officer. But let's confirm it. After panicking and shooting a civilian, the actual shooter advances. Do you A, hold your ground behind cover, or B, panic, run into the open, and get shot? If you chose B, it's confirmed. The scenario I just gave is from a recent event, where a female police officer successfully made every worst possible decision available, and it's reignited the conversation surrounding women in combat roles, specifically law enforcement. Therefore, in this video, I'll be ranking and debunking every argument in favor of women police officers, and if you enjoyed the video, consider subscribing, it helps the channel. Women use less force. The argument here is that they are less prone to use excessive force when apprehending suspects, avoiding unnecessary harm, and saving on potential lawsuits. Proponents use studies, showing that women are less likely to receive excessive force complaints compared to their male counterparts. To call this argument deceptive would be an understatement. Of course they use less force. They're less able to. Additionally, male police officers are typically the ones who are made to handle more difficult physical arrests for obvious reasons. Since male officers are made to handle more difficult physical arrests, obviously they get more complaints. Naturally, this goes into NPC tier as a classic midwit argument. When a female officer is staring at a larger, non-compliant male, her options are reinforcements, taser, or gun. Which brings me to my next argument. Women are less likely to draw their gun. This argument argues, again citing studies, that female officers are less likely to draw their guns compared to male officers. Again, an obvious explanation is that men are being made to handle more difficult cases, which is a demonstrable fact. These broad studies with poor control over variables prove nothing. Furthermore, simple reasoning paints a different picture. A larger, non-compliant male poses an immediate risk to a woman in a way that it doesn't to a man. If a female officer feels threatened, her only recourse is her taser or gun, and tasers are not reliable tools. Anecdotally, we see case after case of women feeling threatened and escalating drastically when it's either not necessary or wouldn't have been necessary for a male officer. Again, a failure of intuition and how to properly control variables, NPC tier. Women are better communicators.
Are you serious?
The argument cites the claim that women tend to rely on verbal skills more often for their arrests compared to their male counterparts. I'm tired of repeating myself, of course they are, since they struggle to physically restrain the suspects, and less compliant suspects are delegated. Abyss tier. Let's also address the root cause of these arguments. So far, they've all relied on an implicit sexist assumption that men lack self-control and default to violence, whereas women have more self-control. The studies we do have on this also don't support the idea of women being more in control. Women are twice as likely to suffer from anxiety or panic disorders as men are, as well as more likely to suffer from PTSD. Exactly what you don't want from police officers. Proponents of this argument cite the fact that men are responsible for more violence. But how do you control for the fact that men are simply more capable of violence or have greater incentives for it? Additionally, since men have this capability, a lot more effort is used in training them to control it since boyhood. A process that is often neglected on girls, which explains a lot of modern phenomena. NPC tier. Better results with victims. This argument makes the case that women typically get better results trying to get victims of abuse or similar crimes to open up. This is actually true, and it's one of the ways that women have genuinely contributed. And the best part? It doesn't require women to be police officers or in combat roles. They can be social workers, consultants, or other forms of outside help, so that their unique talents can be fully utilized without having to put their lives and others at risk by doing something they're not suited for. Flawed tier. Better community perception. The claim here is that the populace prefer and trust female officers more. which is highly debatable. Additionally, what happened to tearing down gender stereotypes? Public perception is just stereotyping. Why are we condemning stereotypes when it goes against the agenda, but using them as an argument when it's in favor? This is clearly just a rationalization. It's already been decided women are to be police officers, and now they're just finding excuses for it. Abyss tier. Tasers negate physical disadvantages. Only the most delusional deny the obvious physical differences between men and women, which is why we have such reduced standards for physical ability when admitting female officers. This begs the obvious question: why are we accepting subpar candidates just because of their gender? Their counter is physicality doesn't matter. The taser exists. Already, this is foolish. Chases, wrestling, takedowns are all part of the job. But even more importantly, how reliable are tasers? Well, for starters, a portion of the population are just flat out immune to them. Their ranged option is extremely limited, inaccurate, and hard to reload. And a taser is often best used when already in a melee altercation, which involves grappling and wrestling. Only an NPC can argue that physicality doesn't matter in law enforcement. Physicality is the only meaningful difference. Not only does this argument set aside a very important difference, this argument also contradicts earlier pro-women officer claims, as well as the statistics we have regarding likelihood of panic and anxiety disorders. And it goes deeper. Reaction time, spatial awareness, innate hierarchy are all things men outperform women in and are invaluable in combat roles. The belief that the only differences between the genders are physical is quintessential midwifery. NPC tier. It's necessary for gender equality. This argues that even if the disadvantages of women in law enforcement and combat roles are conceded, it's still necessary in the name of gender equality. The issue is, if we need to accept worse performance and a higher risk to people's lives just to include women, then gender equality does not exist, whether you include them or not. You can call reality sexist all you want. It won't change to accommodate your sensibilities, but you will get people killed by denying it. Abyss tier. Men and women are different, and if you can't accept that, that can't be blamed on just your stupidity. That's a choice, and one that's costing lives. That concludes the tier list. If there are any other arguments you'd like to see ranked, please share them in the comments below. And I would like to give a special thank you to all our channel members, our patrons, and those who bought merch. We greatly appreciate your support, as this channel would likely not be possible without it. If you would like to participate in our supporter-exclusive Discord, make sure to check out the link in the description below.